standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior.
We'll have a celebration prayer for our birthdays, anniversaries, or any other celebrations that you want to call out. We will celebrate that together with a prayer, and also we'll have a luncheon after service. Are there anything in your list, Penny, about birthday or anniversary for this month? Is this November?
I don't remember.
Anybody here? Yes, Robert.
I'll be 66
but,
on Tuesday.
All right.
Oh, praise God. Tell yourself the seniors.
You're still young.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what people
tell me. Yeah, you look young. Anyone else? Anybody online have any special items to call out for your celebrations? It doesn't have to be it can be graduations or a promotion, whatever it can be. We can celebrate together.
Well, if it's a promotion, she got a promotion.
Oh, she had a promotion. Oh, okay, yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We'll celebrate.
She comes home and complains more now.
Oh, yeah. More work now, right? But it is a blessing to have a promotion as well.
Yes, it is. I should have brought my list.
Oh, you didn't have your list. Yeah, I forgot the list too.
But my grandson turned 2 yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Oh, okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
My daughter had a birthday this month.
Oh, this month? Okay. Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say happy birthday to her.
Tell her happy birthday.
Okay.
Yes. I think Kevin and Abigail
had birthday. Oh, November? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're not online.
She takes care of me. We went to Costco yesterday and she said, sit down, give me your list.
Oh, that's nice. That's a big store like that.
Yeah. So that's her birthday gift to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wonderful. It's a blessing that God gives us in various ways. So let us be thankful and go to God in prayer. If you can all turn with me to the covenant prayer of the Wesleyan tradition on page 607. Let us pray this prayer together. Remembering our dear ones who have celebrated various things in their lives, and also let us pray together as well. 607. Let us pray that prayer together. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of life, love, family, and friends, and fellowship, and everything that comes in our lives. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for those who celebrate various things, anniversaries and birthdays and promotions and various other things in this month. We thank you for a new year in their lives and a new state and opportunity that you have given in their lives. With the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and others. We give you thanks for their past blessings and pray for your continued mercies upon them, O God. Cover them with your love, comfort them with your joyful presence, and confirm them in their hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The responsive reading is taken from Psalm 90, verses 1 through 6. If you are able, please stand, as Lou will be leading that in our prayers. Yes.
Lord, you have been my our dwelling place in all generations.
Before the mountains were brought forth, forever you formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You turned us back to the dust and say, turn back, O mortal ones.
For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.
You sweep them away. They are like dreams, like grass, which is renewed in the mornings.
In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please remain standing for our, I'm sorry, please be seated. Concerns and blessings. As we come before God during this prayer time, we as a church family share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive. And also at the same time, as a church family, we share our prayers of burdens and concerns together and lift them up to the Lord and to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His will and His time, not according to our time or our will. God's timing and God's will is better than ours. So let us go to God in faith that He will answer our prayers according to His will. We have several items listed at the back of the bulletin, names and items listed there. We want to remember these people and items in our prayers. There are some special call-outs that we want to make in that list. Bob Donald, as I shared last Sunday, that he was moved to an assisted facility, but now today Kathy texted me that he's diagnosed with pneumonia. So he's having a hard time. We went and visited him last week, and he was not very happy there. And also it's not helping the situation when he's sick. So please keep him in our prayers, and also Kathy, she has to go back and forth every day and do a lot of things to take care of him. And he wants to go back to Mississippi. And they're working on that, but it takes some time to make the arrangements. But let us keep him in our prayers. And yeah, it was very funny that when I visited him and I started talking to him, he let me in and we started talking about 5 minutes. And I told him, "You are going to be 90 this month or so, am I right?" And he said, "So you know me." I said, "Who are you talking to for 10 minutes already?" So then I had my mask on. So I took my mask out and he was so surprised that I was there. And he was very happy to see, and he's very, very happy to be part of this church. And he prays for this church every day. So please keep him in our prayers and the family in our prayers. Continue to keep Guillermo Rives in our prayers. I haven't talked to him.
He did okay this week. He did fair this week.
Okay. Good. So did you have the Thanksgiving get together?
Yeah, okay. We were with him.
With him, okay. So please keep him in our prayers, and also Liliana, like the caregiver who keeps her everything, struggling with all the things. Continue to pray for Jack. Linda is here today, and every day is a good day as you get it. So we'll keep him in our prayers, and also you in our prayers. Jean McBrayer was in the hospital, and she's back home now, but she's not doing really well. We have to add her to the list. And please keep her in our prayers. She's very weak. And did they find out what was wrong with her? They didn't know.
Not really. They didn't know.
Yeah, so please keep her in our prayers. And as we continue remembering Martha in our prayers, she's online with us. Do you have anything to share, Martha? Are you doing okay?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. As she's continuing with her chemo, keep her in our prayers, and also Richard. I don't have any other persons, and I'm glad that Miss Lou is here today. Every day she comes here, we are happy to see her because she has a lot of health problems.
Yes.
She comes here every Sunday teaching a Sunday school and be part of the choir and everything. And thank you for being here, and also we'll keep you in our prayers as well. Let us keep our nation in our prayers as we do every Sunday. Remember our leaders of the country, president, vice president, the lawmakers, congressmen, governors of the state and mayors, and people who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Let us keep in our prayers so that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit to do the right things and to make the right decisions. It is not easy to make certain decisions, but they have a hard job to do, and let us keep them in our prayers. And also keep our service workers, our medical professionals, doctors and nurses, military, police, fire, our grocery clerks, delivery people, mailmen, I mean you name all of these people that work day and night risking their lives to support us. Let us be thankful for their services, at the same time pray for their safety and their family safety during this time. And as I remind you during this holiday season, please stop by on your street, your mailmen, your trash workers, and say thank you. This makes a big difference in their lives as well. So please do that at least once a year because they are working for us silently every day. So please keep them in our prayers.
I work at the landfill, and the tree debris that people bring is it was scary.
These holidays are going to be stressful as well, as we all know, and adding to that the pandemic and now the new variant, the Omicron or something that is coming out from other countries. So we don't know what is coming ahead, but let us pray that God will keep us peaceful. That is what we need. Things may change, but if we get stressed out and people get stressed out, that is becoming a more of a problem. So let us pray that God will bring peace in our lives and the country, in the lives of the country and the nation as a whole. So let us go to God in prayer. We'll remember these people in our prayers particularly, and also any other items that you want to bring in your personal prayers. Let us take a few moments in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children. Thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings that you give us every day, the health and strength in our bodies, the families and the fellowship that we have as a church here. Thank you for all those things that we take for granted that you give us. The food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, everything is your gift, Lord, and help us to be thankful for that. Thank you above all for the gift of eternal life that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to this world to suffer for us and to die for us, who rose from the dead and lives in eternity so that we can be part of that eternal kingdom, and also that we can come before you and call you Father. Thank you always being there for us. We look up to you for our needs as well at this time, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies. Many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. But you are the creator of our lives and you can make us whole. You are the source of true healing that can make us whole, Lord. Even the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend, O God. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. You are the source of true healing, and we come before you and lift up our dear ones in your hands. We lift up Bob Donald at this time, Lord, as we heard about his pneumonia situation. We pray that you will touch him with your healing hand and heal him, Lord. And guide him for the future plans that he and Kathy are making for his plans to go back to Mississippi. Give him peace above all, Lord. We pray for Jean as she is back home from the hospital. Give her strength in her body and in her spirit. Strengthen her so that she can come back again to church and worship with us together, Lord. Whatever is ailing her body, you know, and touch her, Lord, and heal her completely. We also thank you for Jack at this time. Continue to heal him and touch him, Lord. Strengthen his body and spirit as well. Thank you for Linda being here today. Bless both of them as a family and guide them with your spirit. Above all, we pray for your peace that passeth all understanding to rule their hearts and minds. We pray for Miss Lou as she is here again today, Lord, teaching a Sunday school and doing various things that you have given her to do. Continue to be with her, Lord, and heal her. And especially the doctors and nurses who are working with her to give her the wisdom to make the right diagnosis and the treatment that she needs. We pray for Martha and Rich. Bless them as a family as well. Continue to be with them and heal them, Lord. We pray for Guillermo and Liliana. Heal him, Lord, and touch him with your healing hand as well. Bless them with your peace. We pray for all of those who are suffering with various illnesses and problems and difficulties that we know and we do not know of. Bless all of them with your healing. Above all, we pray for your comforting presence with them. We pray for our nation at this time, Lord. We pray for peace, especially during this holiday season, that people will be calm and also peaceful and also respect each other during this time. We pray for our president, our vice president, leaders of the Congress and the Senate and governors of the state and mayors and all those who make major decisions that affect our lives on a daily basis. Bless them with your guidance, Lord. Above all, give them the wisdom that they need to do the right thing and make the right decisions. Keep them under your mighty wings and safe, Lord. We pray for our service workers, our medical professionals, doctors and nurses. We pray for our service workers and military, police and fire. And we pray for our grocery clerks and our delivery people, our trash workers, all those people who are working day and night, putting their lives at risk serving us. We thank you for their services, Lord. We pray for their safety and their family safety, particularly during this holiday season. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today. Bless us as a church, Lord, as look to you for guidance in the future, to do your work in this community and around the world. Bless us to be faithful, Lord. Let your name be lifted up today in our service, in our meditation of the word and the prayers that we make. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and collect the offering, please. Scripture says everybody should give what has desired in his heart, not reluctantly, not under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life and everything that comes with this, Lord. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us back for the kingdom of your work in this community and around the world. Take this offering and bless this offering, Lord, we pray. We thank you for all those who were able to give today, and we pray for those who could not give today as well. Cover them all with your love, O God, and bless them with your abundant blessings every day. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to do everything for your kingdom in this community and around the world. Bless us today as your church and your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for a special from Cal. Thank you. Thank you, Carol. It's a blessing. The scripture reading is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 12 through 18. If you are able, please stand.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. In this place, desolate and without people or animals, in all its towns there will again be pastures for shepherds to rest their flocks. In the towns of the hill country, the western foothills, and of the Negev, in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah, flocks will again pass under the hand of the one who counts them, says the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. For this is what the Lord says, David will never fail to have a man to sit on the throne of Israel, nor will the Levitical priests ever fail to have a man to stand before me continually to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to present sacrifices. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have given us the living word to be life and spirit in our lives. Thank you for the gift of your word that brings message of hope in our lives and also to this world through our lives. As we come before your word, Lord, we pray that you bless us with a humble spirit so that we will receive your word with humility. And also give us an obedient spirit so that we can obey your commandments, whatever way you want us to obey that, Lord. Illumine our souls that we can see the hidden truths, spiritual truths behind these words. Above all, we pray for your Holy Spirit to fill us with your power. As we receive your word and we go from this place, that we can be powerful witnesses for you and your kingdom, your love and care and compassion to this world around us. Bless us, Lord, as we come before your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as we start our Advent season, actually four Sundays before Christmas is when the Advent season starts. So it's the first Sunday of Advent. And we generally, as a church calendar, we go through the four topics of hope, love, peace, and joy. Many of you are familiar with that. Today we will be spending our time on the message of hope. In a world where there is a lot of hopelessness, as we go through difficult situations as humanity, not only have people personal lives, but also in social lives and as a whole world, we are faced with a lot of problems, unlike in the past. Together we are facing many problems that don't have answers. We thought that we have figured out everything, including the space, but we do not know even one bit of a little virus that came out, how to handle it. That's how fragile, and that's how we are as human beings. So it talks about, during this time, the message of hope is very important because we need to hear that message of hope. The hope of a promise that God has promised his people. Today when we read that scripture from Prophet Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah is not a prophet of hope and good things, as you all know. He's called a weeping prophet. He came to prophesy the message of judgment to the people of Israel when they went away from the Lord. They started sinning and worshipping idols. And the message of judgment was given through the prophet Jeremiah, and he was a weeping prophet. He was crying. And the Lamentations is another book that he wrote, particularly to lament about the condition of the people. And in that book is where that particular weeping prophet is talking about a message of hope. A hope that there will be someone who will come to fulfill the good promise that God had made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior. Even that prophet, in the midst of a judgment message, he's bringing a hope of a promise of God that will bring salvation and peace into this world through the appearance of his son, as we read about the root, the sprout of David's line, who would come in history. So Advent is a season of waiting in hope. The hope in a God who had been faithful in the past, who is faithful today, and who will be faithful in the future. It's past, present, and future. The word hope in Greek is a word that's called elpis. It is particularly the root of that word's meaning is a favorable and confident expectation. That's what it means. A lot of times we consider hope as a wishful thinking, right? Hope tomorrow we have a good day, we have a good weather tomorrow. It can go this way or that way about weather. So we just hope that it will be turn out to be a good day. A vague aspiration, that's what sometimes we take hope as. But the scripture says about this alpis, the word alpis that is translated as hope in English, is a confident expectation. It is not about hoping to turn out the weather tomorrow to be good. But as I say, tomorrow is going to be Monday. It is not a hopeful expectation. It is a confident expectation that tomorrow is going to be Monday, right? Not like the weather. That is what the hope of God is about. It is a confident expectation, not a wishful thinking, that there will be someone who will come and take your burdens and give you peace and safety to the people of Israel who were longing for peace and safety. And they're still longing for it. They're still longing for it. But as the people of God who have been chosen as the race of Israel through his son Jesus Christ, we are here today as part of that kingdom. We have been given that privilege to be part of that kingdom so that we can experience the joy and the peace that God has offered through his son Jesus Christ. It is not just a wishful thinking. It is reality that we can experience in our lives today and now. If we have the faith in God, who has been faithful to us in the past, if we can have that faith in that same God who will be faithful to us in the future, we will have that peace and joy that God wants us to enjoy in our lives today. So hope is the absolute certainty that God is just as good today as he was yesterday, and he will be good tomorrow. That is the absolute certainty that God is promising us today. Our faith is not based on some blind ideologies or philosophies or superstitions. It is based on a real and personal experience of a God who comes personal in our lives, not a distant God, but who is a God who will come and be with us in the walks of our lives every day. He's as close as a breath and not a distant God. He's a great God, almighty and powerful God. At the same time, he's a personal and a responsive God for his people. So waiting with hope is not easy. The reality is that we as human can lose hope very easily because we forget things very easily, don't we? We talked about that in Sunday school here today. When the people of Israel wandered through the wilderness for years and years, They had the big problem was, the first big problem that they had was the Red Sea. A lot of water. They didn't know how to maneuver through that water. But God opened the way for them to go through the water and opened the way in the midst of that water and gave them dry land to walk through it. And they went to the other side and escaped the terror and the torment of the Pharaoh and the Egyptians. But then they found out themselves with no water, because they didn't have drinking water in the desert. So they had a problem with a lot of water now. Now they don't have any water. Regardless of where you are, what do? Complain again. When you have a lot of water, you complain. When you don't have water, you still complain. So that is when Moses got really angry. Moses was frustrated with his people. So he went to the Lord. And the Lord told him to go and speak to the rock. That's a funny thing to do. Moses probably got really, really mad. When he didn't have water in the, he thought he would have some spring or, you know, something will, God will show in the middle of that desert somewhere. Now, human nature, we try to find answers according to our logic. But God does not fit in our logic. That is what God is. If he is going to fit it in our logic, that is not God. God is almighty. And he's beyond our logic. He's beyond our reason. So Moses was told to go and speak to the rock. He got probably really mad and to do some stupid thing. The people are already mad at me. And if I go and stand in front of them and speak to a rock, they're going to kill me. So he probably didn't have the faith. That's what I think. And he got really mad. And what did he do? He went and struck the rock with his rod. Because God gave him the rod to carry everywhere, because that was a very powerful rod that they gave him. So he thought we'll strike him there. Anyway, God worked miracle through that. And the rock opened up and gave him water to drink. But then again, because of the unfaithfulness of the people and also the lack of faith at that time, probably that's why we read that Moses was not allowed to see the promised land along with all that generation. They did not get to see the promised land. But we as human beings, what my point was, that we forget things very fast. And when we don't get the things the way we want to, we complain. And we complain a lot. We complain about others, we complain about God, and we complain about everything else that happens. And we forget all the things that we have happened in the past. Over the several years of ministry that I have been in, I have seen people waiting in the waiting rooms in hospitals. It's not a good waiting place. I've prayed with people in the waiting rooms. It's agonizing with sorrow, loneliness, and fear many times that I could see. Virtually every family tells me that waiting in the waiting room of a surgery or an operation or something, a procedure that's going on, is the worst part. It is even worse for the people who are waiting outside than the person inside. No one seems to enjoy this kind of sad and passive waiting. But there is another kind of waiting that moves us to enjoy the season of waiting, to put up trees and light candles and put up wreaths and have a merry season of waiting. This is the anticipation that brings joy. It thrills our souls, and we look forward to this throughout the year, looking forward to this season of waiting. As we mark each day of the calendar, the excitement grows and moving us towards this season, so that we can be part of that joy and love and peace during this season. We wait full of hope because we know that good news is coming to a manger and into our hearts. This Advent may be joined the psalmist like David sings in Psalm 130. He is singing about waiting. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. Like the sleepy guard on watch, on the last watch of the night, he or she would be standing in anticipation for the sunrise to come so that he or she can be set free from his or her responsibility of that night. That is the kind of waiting that we are looking for. It may not be a pleasant world that we are living here today. It's an incomplete, a fallen world. Many things are wrong, and we can find things wrong everywhere. If But in the midst of those wrong things and those dark and bleak things, there is a hope that people of God can experience. We are looking forward because there is a God who is in control of all of these things. And He can come to pass all of these things that are not looking good. It can be the pandemic, it can be the situations of our health, our grief, any type of painful situations that we are trying to get out of. But God is in the middle of all of these things. There was a Sunday school group that discussed about their favorite verses in the Bible. And they shared their favorite verses one by one. And a young man said, the favorite verse is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And there was another woman who said, "God is my strength and my refuge." And the people shared their favorite verses. And there was this one old gentleman who was not in good health. He's in his late 80s. And he said, "My verse is, and it came to pass." So you can read that in the Bible a lot of times. "And it came to pass. And it came to pass." And they were all kind of wondering what that meant. And he explained that when I was 30 years old, I lost my job with 6 hungry mouths and a wife to feed. I didn't know how I would make it. When I was in my 40s, my eldest son was killed overseas in a war, and it knocked me down. In my 50s, my house burned to the ground. Nothing was saved out of the house. And when I was 62, my wife of 40 years got cancer and passed from this world. But each time I looked in the Bible, I saw one of those verses that included the phrase, "and it came to pass." This story is less about recalling a favorite Bible verse than about the virtue of hope. When things get dark and bleak around us, we have reason to believe that these things will pass. And there is a good and brighter future that God is preparing for us. Because we have a faith that gives us hope for a better tomorrow. God is faithful. He has been faithful in the past, and He is faithful today. And He will be faithful tomorrow, and He can handle everything that comes before us. So let us put our faith in that promise of God's promise of a better future that He's preparing for us, as through the Advent season, like the prophet Jeremiah prophesied, that there will be safety and peace for the people of Israel. God is promising His peace and safety and joy for us during this season. Let us go in peace, waiting for His promise to fulfill in our lives, so that this world will be a better place because of us through our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 368, "My Hope is Built." It is we will sing verses 1, 2, and 4. If you are able, please stand.
My anchor holds me in the rain.
wind sigh, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. The ground is sinking sand. People of God, go in the knowledge that God is a faithful God. He will be there no matter what happens to be in our lives coming our way. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
You'll find in your bulletin the words to the final chorus. In years past, Carol would ask people to step across the aisle and join hands during this. Of course, COVID ended that. So if you're not comfortable taking someone's hand, let's join hearts as we sing, "May the Road Rise to Meet You."
Amen.